Among the sweeping changes of the last 15 years in the Czech Republic, the diet of Czechs has also undergone a transformation. Though mostly this has been a shift away from traditional Czech foods, lately game has been making a comeback as a popular dish. This can be best illustrated by the exploding numbers of game farms. Linda Maštalíř has the story.
There are over 130 officially registered game farms in the Czech Republic, and the numbers are growing. Václav Paříšek, the president of the Association of Game Farmers, says that his organization has 150 members, and he estimates over 10,000 animals are being raised on the farms, roughly 40% of which are deer. Václav Paříšek explains when these farms started to take root in the Czech Republic.
Game farms are an alternative possibility for Czech farmers under European Union conditions. The first farms were established about 30 years ago in Europe and about 15 years ago in this country.
For a more down-to-earth understanding of what you can expect of meals including wild game, Zdeněk Bolreich, a chef at the Prague's Marriott Hotel, describes some traditional Czech foods.
Well, it has always been seasonal in this country, so in the autumn or in the fall when people went hunting. So some traditional cooking methods has been used always, like slow cooking, braising, and only recently there have been some differences in using, let's say, prime cuts of the wild game or something like that.
What are the most popular types of wild game meat?
Well, I think this has always been a number one. Then hare. It could be pheasant and wild boar, obviously, which is always, there's been a lot of pig meat actually eating basically here, so wild boar is also quite popular.
And what about hot versus cold dishes? What sorts of dishes do you prepare in a hot version, and then what sorts of perhaps appetizers in a cold version are there on offer?
If I'm not mistaken, we have just a couple of dishes. We're serving game pâté as an appetizer, as a cold appetizer, and for the main course we serve fillet of deer, which we serve with the port wine sauce and chestnuts and the green beans. We use some game for our buffets, and occasionally we serve some birds as well, but not as much of it at the moment.
And how popular is it among guests at the Marriott?
It works very good for us, so we have kept it on the menu for quite a long time, and it has always been very well appreciated.
How expensive is wild game on the menu?
Actually, it's not more expensive than than let's say quality beef. It's just about the same.
And would you recommend any one particular dish that you will have on offer?
Well, if you come to see us and you eat our fillet of deer, I think you won't be disappointed.